Well, tonight I want to look at three different accounts in the Gospels, and we'll get to the Gospel of Matthew if you want to turn to Matthew. And we're going to be looking at five different people and their accounts, and some of these accounts are, all these accounts are about people seeking the Lord Jesus Christ for healing. They sought the Lord Jesus Christ for healing, and the Lord responded to their need. I want to talk about this shameless pursuit of Jesus. And I want to begin by reading a story that Jesus tells from Luke chapter 11, and then we'll turn back to Matthew. From Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8, Jesus says these words. Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, "Friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey and I have nothing to set before him." And from inside the house he answers and says, "Do not bother me, the door has already been shut and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." "I tell you," Jesus says, "even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs." In this story, Jesus tells of a man who pounds on his friend's door long after everyone has gone to bed to ask for some bread. The friend is understandably unhappy about the disturbance, but because he does not want any further disturbance, he doesn't want this friend to keep pounding and pounding and pounding, he goes to get the man some bread. And Jesus says that it's not because he's a friend of his, or it's not because of his friendship that the man gives him bread, but Jesus says it is because of his persistence. Perhaps a better translation of this word, persistence, should be shamelessness. Shamelessness. The word in the original language means having a lack of sensitivity to what is proper, or to be careless about the opinion of what others think. This man was shameless by knocking on his friend's door when he knew very well that he and his family were asleep. Shameless. Now, Jesus tells this story not so much to teach about God, for God is eager and willing to answer our prayers. But he's telling us this to tell us to be shameless in the pursuit of him. He is telling us that we must be careless about the opinion of others as we call out to him for help. He is telling us that we should pursue him no matter what others think or how ridiculous we might look to this world. And now turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to Matthew chapter 9. And I want to look at the first of three stories we're going to look at of needy people who shamelessly pursue Jesus. And you'll notice in these three accounts that these particular people are very noisy people. From Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, we'll look at a couple of what I'm going to call tonight blabbermouths. Blabbermouths. From chapter 9, verse 27. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came up to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." When he touched their eyes, saying, "It shall be done for you. It shall be done to you according to your faith," and their eyes were opened. And Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him throughout that land. You might just be able to imagine this scene. Jesus had been walking through a city, the city of Capernaum, with a gathering crowd of people who wanted to see what he would do next. He had healed people. He had done miraculous things already. But two blind men, I've called them blabbermouths, they shamelessly cry out, "Have mercy on us." Or their way of saying, help us, Lord. Two things came together at this very moment. First, these men had a very real need. They were blind and likely beggars because they could not work. They needed sight. They had been outcasts from their families and friends. The second thing is that it just so happened that the only person in the entire world who was able to help them just happened to be walking by. And the way I see it, they had a couple choices. They could sit as Jesus passed by and say nothing and just let Jesus walk on by with the crowd. They could follow Jesus and they could make a feeble attempt at getting his attention. "Jesus, help! Jesus, help!" Or they could do whatever it takes to get his attention. They could follow him wherever he goes, even if it means shamelessly shouting out and shamelessly entering houses where Jesus enters. They could, as Isaiah 55 says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near, for they know not when Jesus would pass by again. Which would you choose if you were in their situation? Let me ask a different question. What do you choose in your situation? You see, some in this mission, perhaps even here in this room tonight, are blind spiritually, and they need their eyes opened for his great love that he has for you. But there are others here who have received sight, but your vision has become clouded by the things of the earth, the problems, your situations, your passions, and your sins. And it's made it very difficult to see the gospel of Jesus Christ and how he loves you and cares for you and your situation. So what do you do? Jesus is asking you to shamelessly pursue him like these blind men pursued him. These two blabbermouths who even disobey the Lord Jesus Christ and his command to keep the miracle to themselves. They shamelessly pursued Jesus. What do we do? Now turn with me to another account of Jesus' healing in Matthew chapter 15. And in Matthew 15, starting in verse 21, we find a very worried and a very unworthy mother. Beginning in verse 21, it says that Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out, and she began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and implored him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But Jesus answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and she began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, and he said, "It's not good to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done to you, for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once. Here we read of a mother who is understandably concerned for her daughter, and she'll do anything to get her daughter well. If you've had a child that's sick, you'll do anything to help that child. So like the two blind blabbermouths that we read about, she cries out to Jesus for help. But this time you'll notice that Jesus ignores her. He doesn't answer her a word. You see, this woman was a foreigner. She was a non-Jew, and Jesus was about to make a point about how he would minister to non-Jews. This woman knew, or she thought she knew, that she was not worthy to get anything from the Jewish Messiah, Jesus. And this is where she had to make a choice. She could say that she gave it her best shot, quit pestering Jesus and his disciples, and she could just let her daughter remain demon-possessed. Or, she could intensify her plea for help, even though she is driving everyone around her crazy. And she made her choice. She would be shameless to pursue Jesus. For only Jesus could help. So she got down on her knees in front of Jesus and she begged him for his help. Shameless. And when Jesus goads her, saying, "I can't give the children's bread to dogs like you," she says, "I'm not looking for a meal, Jesus. I'm just looking for the leftovers, the scraps that your children don't want." You see, she didn't feel entitled to have her daughter healed. She didn't think it was her right or that God owed it to her to heal her daughter. In fact, she felt herself very unworthy. And so she begged shamelessly for Jesus to help. And he did help her. "Your faith is great," he told her. And her daughter was healed at once. Jesus, just like this woman, is calling on us to shamelessly pursue him, just like this worried and unworthy mother. And finally, if you turn with me a few pages more to Matthew chapter 20, beginning in verse 29. We find two undaunted loudmouths. Matthew 20, verse 29. As they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. And two blind men again, sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And the crowd sternly told them to be quiet. But they cried out all the more, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." And Jesus stopped and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, we want our eyes to be opened." Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him. Here we have two more blind men who hear a large crowd following Jesus. Now, we've all been in large crowds, and we know that large crowds tend to be pretty noisy. And if you have ever been in a large crowd following a celebrity, you know that there are many people in the crowd trying to get the celebrity's attention. They have questions to ask, autographs to seek. These two blind men knew that if they were going to get the attention of Jesus, they were going to have to be shameless. They were going to have to raise their voices above the crowd. They were going to have to be loudmouths. So like the others we have read about, these men began crying out to Jesus for help, and as they did so, they made the crowd upset. You may have been in a crowd where somebody shouts above the rest, and it's annoying. The crowd had wanted Jesus for themselves, and these men were cutting in line. So the crowd yelled at them, "Shut up! Shut up!" Now these two men had a choice at this point. They could shut up, they could shut their mouths, as the crowd had demanded, and remain blind for the rest of their lives. Or they could shamelessly intensify their requests until Jesus answered them. And they chose to shamelessly pursue Jesus, and they intensified their requests for Jesus to heal them. These two men were undaunted by the crowd's calls for them to be quiet, and they cried out even louder. You see, they knew that Jesus was the one person in the whole world who was able to help them. And they knew that it didn't matter what the crowd or anyone else thought. They needed Jesus. And because they came to him shamelessly, believing that he was the one who could help, Jesus heard them. He did not hear them because they were louder. He heard them because they were shameless. And so Jesus healed them, and you'll read that they followed Jesus as a result. These were two shameless, undaunted loudmouths pursuing Jesus. Now, as we've read these stories, you may have noticed that each of these people were very similar in several ways. One of the ways that they were all similar was that they were all noisy. They all called out to be heard over the crowd. They all shouted. A famous evangelist of the 1800s, D.L. Moody, led a prayer service with some rough and tumble children. They were some troubled youths. And as they were gathered together, the children began to shout out, "God, God, hear me!" You know, and they shouted. And Moody yelled at him. He said, "God is not hard of hearing, children. You needn't shout for God to hear you." These people that we've read about have not been answered by Jesus because they were loud. You'll read other stories in this gospel about people who were very quiet. Jesus responded to them because they were shameless, and they shamelessly pursued Jesus, no matter the cost, no matter what others thought. You will also notice that the people that we've looked at tonight have all had faith, faith that Jesus can answer. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Often people come to God as a last resort or as one of many options when things don't go well and everything else is falling apart. But we must come to him in faith that he alone is able to meet our deep spiritual needs. And finally, all these people didn't just have faith in something. They had faith in Jesus, whom they called the Son of David. They believed that he was the promised Messiah, the Christ who would bring in a new kingdom. They had heard about this Messiah that Isaiah 35 talked about, that he would open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf would be unstopped. They had read that the lame will leap like a deer and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy. These two blind blabbermouths, this concerned, unworthy mother, these two blind loudmouths, they all came to the one person, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was willing and able to answer their prayer. And they came to him shamelessly. What about us? What about you? Jesus has not promised that he would heal our every disease or smooth out our every promise. In fact, he has promised that in this world we will have troubles. But he has promised to answer us when we call to him shamelessly. He says in Jeremiah 33, he says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and mighty deeds which you know not." We must come to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Perhaps you have worries about what others might think of you, what family might think of you, what friends might think of you if you shamelessly pursued Jesus. Perhaps you have given up in pursuing Jesus because it seems like he hasn't heard you, or because others have told you to give it up or to shut up. Jesus, the one who is able and willing to answer us, has asked us to pursue him shamelessly. So let us come to him with a disregard for what is proper and for what everyone else is doing. Let us come to him in faith that he alone is the answer to our every need. Let us pursue the Lord Jesus Christ shamelessly. Shamelessly. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we end tonight. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that something in these texts of Scripture that we've read tonight would speak to these men, and Lord, that it would drive us to pursuing you with our whole hearts, Lord, not holding anything back and being shameless in our pursuit of you, Lord. Give us confidence and boldness in our pursuit of you, and above all, we pray for faith, Lord, faith in you. Come to us now, Lord, and bless us, we pray. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray. Amen.